This is Around the House. Here is your host, Steve Gladstone.
All right, I don't think we're going to do Facebook today because I can't figure out how to do it on my phone anymore.
Yeah, it's those brain cells just
as
drift
I was
away.
Driving out of the circle in front of the house today, I thought to myself, "Well, I forgot the computer. I didn't bring the video camera. It's going to be one of those days. It's just going to be one of those days."
Just imagine how we look, and you can get the idea.
You know, for the 7 or 8 people that usually listen to us on Facebook, I'm sorry.
Really,
you're searching for me, and I'm not there. Maybe I'll be able to figure it out in a little bit, but.
Or if anybody happens to know how to do that.
I don't know that there's anybody here that can do that. I'm on Facebook, but I can't find the live video button, which usually comes right up on the computer. So who knows? It's okay. It's not the end of the world. It is actually quite pleasant outside, mm-hmm. and Jamie is really concerned about the weather because she has postponed Bryce's birthday party to today. And today the weather forecast was kind of mixed all over the place.
I think she'll be able to sneak it in, though.
She should be able to sneak it in. I mean, it's a big party, at least 6 or 7 kids.
Well, oh, man, the energy.
And the disappointment of six-year-olds. Oh. It's like they have an attention span of about 3 minutes.
Right.
It shouldn't be a big deal. But once again, she has created another Lego cake, which they look like Lego blocks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Very interesting. And
hope they don't taste like Lego blocks.
No.
Have you ever actually tried Lego?
I've stumbled over them. I've stepped on them.
But I've tried Egos, not Lego.
Yeah, Egos are pretty good. So she created a cake for him for his actual birthday that was like Legos. And it looked pretty good. It was good. It was a sheet cake with marshmallows as the dots on the Legos.
Cool.
And then
clever.
Put icing on everything, and they really, when you paint a marshmallow red and another one yellow with the cake underneath it, it does look like Lego blocks.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool. He's excited today because he's finally going to see some of the friends that he's been video conferencing with.
Oh yeah,
with school and stuff like that.
And how old is he?
He's six.
Six.
He's
okay.
Six, and he's a big shot now because he's six.
Oh well,
and he is learning to read, and is sounding out everything, and doing math.
Now
he can do better math than I can. He actually
knowing you and me, it's not that.
It's not a big deal. It really isn't. It really isn't. If I don't use the calculator on my phone, I'm in big trouble.
Yeah, same here.
So I add everything up about 2 or 3 times to make sure I'm not making a mistake. But we've been, it continues to be a trend with New Yorkers buying big houses and people relocating and switching houses, and the market is just absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy.
It hasn't changed a bit, or is it?
Not
in a
year and a half. It really hasn't changed very much. I'm sure that our reputation helps a lot because, there are plenty of home inspection companies that people could call, but we are getting inundated with phone calls with people saying, "Can you do it tomorrow? Can you do next Monday? Can you And they don't realize that people are calling and booking all the time, to the point where we had to take reservations and have people Venmo us some money to hold that place, because suddenly they find that there's no house. The house has been poached out from underneath them.
Yeah.
And we've already made a book for them and written up contracts and done all this, the paperwork for these things. And then they lose that house. And, I can't pay guys based on, cancellations and stuff like that. So we're hanging tough with reservations now. But, 90% or 95% of them go through, and so we are just running, chasing ourselves, and doing water tests and radon tests. I don't know where half my radon machines are. They're just – everything is out working. And
better keep track of those.
Well, I am, yeah. But you know, as of last week, I knew where everything was. But this week, you know, people call and they want to have us set the radon ahead of time, do the water tests ahead of time, so that they don't have to wait for the results. Mm-hmm. And we're constantly doing that. And the machines are just going in every direction, so it's interesting. And what else is going on? A lot of termite inspections, a lot of radon testing, a lot of water testing, a lot of mold testing, and some of those things are coming back bad. We had a water test that had a lot of uranium in it.
My favorite, uranium.
Yeah. What are you drinking? I'm having a uranium and arsenic cocktail there. And some potability issues, which is not unusual in the summer. You know, you'll get somebody has touched the faucet, and then you take a sample and you get some of their DNA, and that'll typically
fail. So what do you do if it's got uranium? I mean, you know.
You have to use what's called reverse osmosis, which is a very not complicated, but it's not inexpensive to put a filtration system in. Usually, you would do that at the kitchen sink because the water has to permeate through a membrane, so right. It slows your water down, and you really wouldn't want that in the shower or you know. But a lot of radon in water, a lot of contaminants in the water. In summertime, you get that a lot. And people don't change their filters often enough, and you know, especially if you have tenants in the house, tenants tend to ignore everything that needs to be done. And if you're a landlord, you want to be thinking about: Have I been to visit the house in a while? Should I change the filters on the air conditioner? Is there a fire extinguisher in the house? When was the last time batteries were changed on smoke alarms and stuff like that? Because you can't depend on, you know, some tenants you can, but most tenants you can't really depend on them to do the maintenance that's required in a house. And so the landlord, the owner of the house, has got to take more responsibility.
Yeah, my landlord's always on top. Well, as long as I've been there for a couple of months, he's on top of things. I mean, you know, he says, you know, the guys are coming over. Like I said last week, they came over and then did all the air stuff.
That's
and,
smart. I mean, know, that's taking said, care of your investment.
And he said, here are a couple of, you know, filters. So, you know, use them every whatever it is, 3 months or whatever. So he's pretty much on top of it. Yeah.
And that's my suggestion because so many tenants are not handy that the chances are good if they did try and change the filter in the air conditioner, they might leave the cover off or they might not put all the screws back in or may not even have the tools to take the screws out if it requires, you know, opening something up. And protecting your investment, especially in markets like we have right now, most places are expensive and are increasing in value, and you've got to pay attention to that stuff. God forbid there's a fire. You might be able to save that place if you've got a fire extinguisher under the sink that somebody knows how to use.
Right.
But part of that is even explaining to people, this is what you do. In case something happens, this is what you do.
You got to be prepared for that.
Yeah, because you know things catch fire on stoves, and you know a lot of hoods above the stoves don't even vent outside. So, if you've got a little fire going on in your stove, that smoke may be going right through the filtration system, coming right back into the unit.
Now, how does that get past inspection? I mean, how come they
there's
don't
no
have-
requirement for a hood? Believe it or not, there's no code requirement that requires a hood. When you install a hood, the hood has to be at least so many inches off the oven. That's a requirement, but there's no requirement for a hood. And so that puts cabinets in peril and microwaves in peril. And it doesn't have to vent outside. So a lot of places don't have venting in the kitchen, except maybe a window at one end of the kitchen.
That's what I've always wondered. So where is all this greasy smoke and
on
stuff?
The ceiling?
Yeah. Apparently, you know. And it's like, what sense is that?
Well, when it comes to common sense, there's a lot of
I'm
things.
I'm asking too much.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that don't make sense. I mean, somebody who cooks a lot, especially if they do Oriental cooking where they're using a wok. Woke now. The I always said wok, but a lot of Asians have told me it's wok.
Walk like a man.
But the bottom line is there's a lot of oils that we use to lubricate and cause things not to stick to the pan that ultimately get cooked and end up on the ceiling and on the hood and in the filters and all over the place. And, you know, I remember in my house in Wantagh, Levittown, it was a Levitt house, we had a fan on the wall. You released a bead chain. The flap on the outside opened up. The fan automatically turned on, and it created a draft pulling across the kitchen.
Right, I remember those.
But the stove was, you know, seven cabinets away.
God.
So
what good?
So if my mother was cooking, the smoke and everything was going right across the kitchen sink and right across the other cabinets, and. You know, you would get a certain amount of grease built up over time. And, of course, that fan would get filthy because it was drawing it right past the fan.
Right.
And so that was not a particularly good system. And when we started getting hoods that were ducted to the outside, that changed everything. But I still see a lot of ducts that go outside that the flapper is in the open position all the time, and it becomes a bee's nest or a bird's nest. So every time you turn on the fan, a bird comes flying out of the vent. You know, so you need to screen it. But if you screen it, then you get grease on the screen.
Right, exactly.
So it's not easy.
No, it's not. I remember my daughter and I were making hamburgers for the first time in the condo, and there was so much smoke.
Yeah.
I don't know where it was venting to.
Wasn't.
Yeah, because, we had a wave, newspapers in front of it,
Well, that's a good system, if you have someone that can stand there and wave a big newspaper.
Which
is me.
Maybe
you get it out. It's...
I'm surprised about that. That's so.
Well, there are a lot of bathrooms that don't have vents. There are a lot of situations where the venting is just not adequate, and you get odors, you get moisture, you get all kinds of things going on. But in the kitchen, the smoke and the heat, you want to get that out of there, especially during the summer months. You don't really want all that accumulated heat if you're boiling something on the stove. We have a phone caller.
It's Greg Oliver. Good morning.
It's my guest.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Greg. So Greg is here from Orange Cleaning.
Oh, I know Greg.
You know Greg.
I know Greg. Yes, absolutely.
So Gene is recognizing your voice.
Now I know who it is. You said Greg, and you said Orange. And I said, I know who the
there,
guy is.
There we go. So I invited...
Orange Greg. Good morning, Gene. How are you?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you, man?
Thank you.
Haven't seen you quite a while.
I know. Well, I'm here now.
Good.
Well, we were at a very nice gathering last night, and we got to experience the Coopersmith's big bar.
Oh, really?
The big bar. I couldn't believe it. But but apparently, Mr. Coopersmith has a lot of experience with running bars and restaurants. And he created a bar in his the lower level of his house that is extraordinary. How many bottles would you say he's got up on that wall?
Oh, at least 100.
Oh, I think even more than that.
Really?
At least 100.
From all kinds of exotic things to specialty bourbons and cognacs and all kinds of things. And so I said to him, I drink cream cherry. And he reached right back there and grabbed the bottle. Or I said, well, I could. And if you don't have that, I could drink the Captain Morgan. And he said, well, that's over there.
Oh my God.
And everybody was just, we had a gathering of a lot of people that are in our networking group, and it was really very nice. Apparently, he bought a house He's been in this house a long time now, but he bought a house from somebody who was in the pool business. And so he's got a magnificent pool in his backyard with a grotto.
No, I know what that
and,
is, yeah.
And he had a built-in hot tub in the house that he has now removed, and that has become his entertainment bar area.
Oh, my God.
And it was just extraordinary. It was really a lot of fun to be there last night.
And plus, he's a great, you know, with woodworking.
Scott does great stuff.
He is amazing.
Yeah, I have one of his pens that I don't let anybody use because I don't want the ink to run out. but he does all kinds of turnings.
Yes.
And lathe work and
stuff
with wood. Yeah, very pretty. And so what'd you think, Greg? Did you have a good time last night?
It was just a wonderful evening. My wife and I really enjoyed spending time with everyone. And Scott and Linda are the best hosts that you've ever had.
Yeah, that's true.
Whether the bar was there or not, Scott and Linda just they embrace everyone. They're so warm and inviting. It's just great to spend time with them, and they make everyone feel very, very welcome. And Steve, as you said, there was no lacking of
anything
to drink last night.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, Greg, and then we're gonna come back. And we're gonna talk about a bunch of things that you're involved with. All right, we'll be right back. If you are experiencing problems with insects, or rodents, or bed bugs, almost any pest that is annoying you other than people, you need to call Usoli Pest Control at 914-356-9084. A small family-owned and operated personalized service is offered at all times. Same-day service, 22 years of experience. He's local in the Greenwich area. So he's happy to respond to your needs. All of our services are guaranteed. And once again, it's Usoli Pest Control at usolipestcontrol.com and 914-356-9084. And it's Y-S-O-L-I Pest Control. And he's worked at my house, and I recommend him highly. Gutter Guys are located in Stamford, but they cover a good deal of lower Fairfield County. And, a lot of times I see houses that don't have any gutters. And the builders will often say to me, oh, you don't need gutters. We've provided enough drainage around the outside of the house. And I will tell you, that is the most nonsensical thing. You need to control the water. When the water is coming down as rain or snow or hail or any other form of water, you need to control it. And so having gutters and leaders is a great idea. And some of the products that they sell include putting up new gutters, putting up new leader pipes, directing water away from the house. And they have all different types of gutter guards and leaf guards and all kinds of things that can make your maintenance much less. So you want to give them a call. It's the Gutter Guys, 203-327-1346, 327-1346, and they do gutter cleaning and power washing, and they'll clean your skylights. Give them a call, Gutter Guys, 203-327-1346, and tell them you heard it on Around the House.
And you're listening to the annoying Steve Gladstone on Around the House.
So nice. So nice. Thank you, Jay. All right, so we've got Greg on the phone. And, yes, Scott and Linda just are wonderful hosts.
Yep.
And, obviously, Greg will be invited back.
Yeah,
he will be invited back for all those kind words. He came walking out. I mean, they had pizza. They had all kinds of food. And then he came out with a million hamburgers afterwards,
right.
Which, you know, is always tempting to me, except that I don't know what would happen to me if I ate meat at this point. It's been so many years, but...
I just go to the bar and counteract it with Captain Morgan.
Absolutely,
or something.
But it was really nice to actually stand and talk to people up close. Everybody that was there was using safe distancing, but we were, I believe, probably everybody there has had their shots and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very disconcerting to hear the arguments of some of the people out there for the reasons why they're waiting or they have not gotten vaccinations at this point, because it is rather obvious with the drop in numbers and the drop of hospitalizations that the inoculations are working.
And the masking.
And the masking is working, and the social distancing is working. And for people that have not gotten their shots yet, whether you're 13 or you're 60, you should go get your shot and get it over with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we don't want you to end up in the hospital. We don't want this to continue any more than it needs to. Everybody is tired of it. And those that are dragging their feet, not getting the shots, are either going to get sick or they're going to help to spread it to other people and get them sick. Because the shot does not mean that you can't get COVID. It means that if you do get it, you'll probably not have it badly.
Yeah.
And people who have been afraid or people who... think that there's some kind of COVID in the vaccine, or they just believe that they can get by and not get the virus and not be a potential spreader of this. We have millions of people who have had these shots now with very few side effects and very few bad end results. The percentages are very, very low of people having significant side effects. Go get that vaccine. Protect your family. Protect your parents. Protect your kids. Protect yourself. It's foolishness at this point to not get that vaccine.
Yeah, it's pretty well proven that it's effective at this point, especially. I mean, come on, people.
Just for those of you that are listening, I felt like I won the lottery to get those shots as early as I did through the fire department. I also sighed with relief that it wouldn't be me in Stanford Hospital on a respirator or a ventilator. It's just common sense at this point that you take care of business and be a responsible citizen. That whole desire to get herd immunity is very important for this country.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be able to travel in the future, if you want to be able to do things without having to have a mask on 24 hours a day, you have to help everybody else out. You have to look at it as a responsibility, just like voting, just like you know, taking care of your kids. It's something you got to do.
This is, you know, it's not just like, oh, it's the United States or here.
It's the
planet.
World.
Yes.
And parts of the world right now are in such deep dew. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And for pockets of this country to be denying the necessity of having the vaccine is truly a terrible thing. And it doesn't matter how you justify it, that you don't put things into your body, or you don't feel that you're in danger, or you feel that if everyone else gets it, then you won't get it. You know, these are all justifications that don't make sense right now, because it's everyone that we need to get them done. And I don't want to see a single child get sick. I don't want to see another senior citizen die from this. So it's really important.
I agree.
Sorry, Greg.
No, not a problem. I'd like to chime in on that, in fact, because, I really felt such a great, great privilege of being able to get the shots. I mean, it just was such a relief, Steve and Gene, you know, to get the shot. I said, gosh, I now have the opportunity to live a little bit longer. You know?
Yeah.
I have a chance to live now because I got the shots. Versus, gosh, I don't get the shot, now I have a chance to die. So, I mean, the scale was pretty heavily weighted on the side of getting the shot. And plus, on top of that, you know, I'm old enough that when polio vaccines were given, there was no resistance to that. People
That's
said,
right.
gosh, you know, who wants to get polio? Who wants to be crippled for life? Who wants to die? So it was an easy decision. And then parents had the kids line up, and they gave the shots in school.
That's right.
You know,
right,
it was an easy thing to do. And clearly a privilege to be in a country that has a vaccine that can help us to live long. We had, 20 people last night at the event. Everyone there had received both of their shots. That felt so great to know that we were in the company of people who cared enough about themselves and others to have gotten the shots, and that we could assemble as we did, and we had a wonderful time. I'm going to be... my family is having not a reunion, but it's a large contingent of my family are getting together in a few weeks. And I guess there'll be about 12 to 14 of us. Every single one of us have gotten their shots. Gosh, I'm so looking forward to that. And I would hope, as you've said, that others look for the bright side of this. You know, what can we do now that we couldn't do before because we have the shots? So there's my... Plus, I wanted to also mention, I was listening to the commercial, Steve and Gene. Jonas, Yasoli Pest Control, they are the best. I have an annual contract with Yasoli Pest Control. I don't have to work. You know, last summer I had wasps that had embedded themselves into my attic. And gosh, what a pain in the behind they were. I've had, you know, the carpenter has all the things that you can think of that you have around the home. Over the course, and that occasional mouse that creeps in through your garage and finds a home, you know, all of those. So I have an annual contract with them. They do great work, and I don't have to worry. I just know that every month they're going to be here to do a service. I don't have to ask. They're going to be here. Gutter Guys. I've used Gutter Guys as well to, although we have some of the services they offer, we also offer at Orange Cleaning. But I use them for my... a special gutter needs. Whenever I have a gutter that needs to be repaired or a downspout that needs to be rerouted, you know, I call Gutter Guys. So I highly recommend them too. Okay, so there we are.
Well, you'll have to listen to some of our other commercials.
Yes.
You know just about everybody that advertises on this show, we're friendly with these people. I mean, no, I'm not going to refer people that I don't have experience with. And, you know, that's why I feel good after all the, you know, it's like 20 years that I've been doing this. I'm not going to refer somebody to somebody that's not going to do a good job. And we've had guests on the show that, you know, 2 weeks after the show, I got complaints. I blew them away. I'm not going to advertise for somebody that isn't going to do a good job.
Who needs that?
Well, you know, no one needs that. I don't need the money. I don't need the advertising. I don't, you know, it's not in my best interest. I want people to trust us. And, you know, if there was a scam going, you know, years ago, we had this guy on from Canada that did cleaning. He had invented, or so he said, he had invented a valve to go on thermopane windows that they drilled a little hole, and the valve was allowed them to clean the moisture out of a fogged window, and the whole thing was a ripoff. And you know, so we advertised that for 1 week, and then when we started getting complaints from people that and it wasn't even people that had hired him, it was people that had hired him from previous situations, you know, it wasn't somebody from the radio. When we heard that he had actually stolen the technology from someone else, and it really didn't work that well, and you know, I said the next week, I said, don't use it. Don't do it. Don't call them. You know,
we apologize.
Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, at the same time, you know that you're way up on the top of my list as far as Orange Cleaning goes, because when I go into so many of these houses, especially when we're talking with people about getting their house ready for sale. when I'm down in their crawl space or in their basement and I'm coming out loaded with cobwebs and their right. windows are filthy and the kitchen is greasy as anything, you're right at the top of the list as far as making a recommendation for Orange Cleaning. Orange Cleaning can come in and make that house a totally different house. So top to bottom, even just cleaning windows and skylights makes a tremendous difference.
Well, what kind of things do you do, Greg?
Well, thanks for asking, Dean. We are a full-service commercial and residential cleaning company. So it's one-stop shopping. And, you know, whether it's on the commercial side, whether it's general office cleaning, whether it's facility cleaning, post-construction cleaning, general house cleaning, upholstery, windows, interior and exterior, floor care, concierge services, day porter services, emergency, you know, we do all of it, and each of them are separate projects. And, you know, we have great relationships with many contractors throughout Fairfield County. But also, surprisingly, we get calls to bid on projects from major national contractors who are, you know, located in other parts of the country. For example, W.E. O'Neill had us bid on a project for them, which happened to have been they were building the Nordstrom store in the new Sono Mall a year or two ago. So we actually were asked to bid on that. We won the bid. And so we were in that store for 6 months, you know, doing progress cleaning as the construction was going on. Those beautiful marble floors that you see, or high-gloss ceramic tile floors that you see there, you know, we made sure that those floors were pristine on the day of opening. Those high windows that you see as you're driving on 95 at the Nordstrom store, we had to have a 125-foot boom lift to clean the exterior of those windows. So, you know, no job is too large, no job is too small, but that was an example. So so we get contractors call us all the time. We don't win every contract, but we certainly have the reputation as one company that they do ask us to bid on projects. But in terms of the residential side, Steve, you know, every week Steve reports on how many homes he and his team are performing inspections on. Well, the real estate activity is just rampant right now. Folks moving out of New York City into Fairfield County. And so move-in deep cleaning is really high on the list of requests that we're getting right now. In fact, you know, we're booked into all the way into second week of June at this point, because largely because of some estate referrals, but just in general, we're getting a great amount of requests for services. And that also includes windows, interior and exterior window cleaning. There's no greater visual effect than to be able to look out through your windows, that glass, and to visually be able to see the leaves on the trees. You know, it makes a huge difference. And so again, we're getting a lot of requests from that. So again, full service, whether it's window cleaning, power washing, floor care, carpet cleaning. And we get calls for seasonal cleaning as well. So we have customers who called. I just had a call yesterday from one of my long-term customers. Well, Greg, now it's time to power wash the house again. Greg, now it's time to do the gutters. Greg, now it's time to do the windows. Come on up. Let's get it started. So, you know, we've been in business 30 years. And through that, there's a good reputation that we've developed. And so it's always great to have a body of customers that trust us. But you know what's also great? It's also great to have relationships with the 40 or so folks we have in our networking group. Steve, obviously, is one of those as well. Gene, you've attended some of our meetings.
Right.
So to me, it's just as important to me as it is to Steve. When I'm with a customer and they're moving into a home, or they call me, they've got some renovations going on, and I'm able to provide them with referrals or recommendations to other service providers, be it electricians, plumbers, even insurance agents who handle all of their homeowner and car insurance, people who handle websites. It's just that we're 40 people of various backgrounds, real estate attorneys, et cetera, et cetera. But when I can refer a resource like that that I trust, in fact, that I use, it's added value to me. You know, I don't get any income from that, but it means that my customers are happy and that they know that they can call on me and can call on Steve and other members to say, gosh, do you know someone who can do X, Y, Z? And the answer is yes. I thoroughly enjoy doing that. So that's a little bit about Orange Clean. We're headquartered in New Haven County. We cover all of the state of Connecticut. I'm responsible for Fairfield County and lower Westchester County. So right there, ready to serve, just a call, one phone call away.
Well, you know, it's amazing because you do such a thorough job. What the hidden thing is that peace of mind. When people call you up and they know what they're going to get, and they have no problem with that. Like Steve's saying, you trust them, and it's that peace of mind. You don't have to worry about that, and there are plenty of other things to worry about, but that you get that covered really easy with your all that you folks have done.
Well, I think it's also a lot of people are afraid to bring people that they're not sure of into their home.
Yeah.
And to know that Greg's people are all people that have been checked out, people that they've got experience with. If your carpets are going to get cleaned, you don't have to worry that your house is going to get cleaned out.
Right.
You know, that you've got Greg supervising things that when something goes wrong, we were talking about something goes wrong when that happens occasionally, that, you know, when anything happens that goes wrong with Stone Hollow, we take responsibility for it. If something accidentally breaks, a light bulb broke yesterday, so we swept it up, we cleaned it up, we put another light bulb in where it was. Greg was telling me about blinds that, you know, restringing blinds on a window that needed some adjustment. You know, you do what you got to do. I put my foot through a ceiling not too long ago. I sent back one of my guys. He taped and spackled and painted the ceiling. You know, you do what's...
Right.
So people's expectations are, not only are you in good hands, but you're in responsible hands.
Yes.
Right,
so that you don't have to worry. That if, you know, there's always a possibility something can go wrong. And if you hire the right people, it gets taken care of. Because the world is not perfect. No one's perfect. You know, every morning a grandkid spills a bowl of cereal. You know, it's not. It happens across the world,
Yeah.
And so you mop it up. You know, you clean up after yourself. And my experience with Orange Cleaning is that, you know, I don't have to worry about that. And the other thing is, you know, I've been besieged with phone calls from solar companies lately. Okay.
Yes.
Now, the first solar company came, they measured, they sent an engineer, they did all kinds of drawings, they sent me a contract, and they've disappeared off the face of the earth. Okay. Even though I said, all right, I'm ready to consider this. The second one never showed up for the appointment, never even called me to say, sorry, we're not showing up. And the third one did the same thing again this week. They didn't show up for the appointment. And, you wonder about these people.
Yeah.
All the chimney scams that we've experienced over the years with customers calling me up and saying, how come you didn't tell me I needed a chimney liner when they didn't need a chimney liner? You know, people get scammed all the time. And knowing that you don't have to worry about that with certain companies, it makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
I explain to people that we have errors and omissions insurance and general liability insurance and workman's comp insurance. And I've got proof of insurance if anybody wants to see it. You know,
and insurance for your insurance.
Yeah, well, the thing is that, God forbid, someone gets hurt on the job. If an employer doesn't have workman's comp on those people, then the person who hired them has to be responsible. So if you're, Bernal, we pushed him to get workman's comp for all his guys that are doing tree work because, God forbid, they get hurt.
Yeah, which is very likely.
There are a lot of dangerous types of businesses. So, you know, he was very proud to show me his certificate of insurance. And believe it, for those of you that are listening, these things are very expensive expenses for most companies to get involved in, because once you have employees when you have a lot of employees, you have to follow OSHA rules, you got to follow the insurance rules, and you have to make sure that you give people if you're using certain chemicals. Isoli has got to provide information sheets on the things that he's putting down. If he's spraying for a particular bug and stuff like that, there's a whole bunch of requirements.
Right.
You apart from somebody who goes to Home Depot and buys a chemical and comes around, sprays your house, and doesn't tell you that he doesn't even have a license to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? We're already into another break. All right, we'll be right back. We're talking with Greg from Orange Cleaning.
If you're thinking about fuel oil or propane,
you want to be thinking about New England Total Energy. They have 11 trained service technicians. I meet with them on my jobs on a regular basis now because they come and inspect the heating systems when we're doing home inspections for us. New England Total Energy, they also sell electric services, do energy audits, and have the best service group that you could ask for. So if you are contemplating a service contract for your equipment, if you've got air conditioning equipment that you're going to put to sleep for the colder months, you want to give them a call at 203-869-5869, 203-869-5869, your full-service fuel oil company. And once again, it's 203-869-5869. Let's just talk about M&M. M&M Construction is my friend Marek. And every time we've had an idea around the house to do something, I've brought Marek in the first time just to give me some ideas. And that's a wonderful thing. But many times we inspect houses and people say, oh, before we move in, we're going to renovate all this and that. And I'll say to them, do you have a contractor in place? And they'll say, well, no, we'll find one. Well, it's a little bit more time consuming than that. And you want somebody who's going to go take out a permit. You want somebody who's going to do the job properly. And that's M&M Construction. I have gotten tons and tons of testimonials from my clients who I've referred Marek and his guys to. They do a beautiful job. They use the right materials. If you are trying to cheap out something, he'll work with you, but he'll do his best to try and make sure that the job is done top-notch. M&M Construction can be reached at 203-834-9719, 203-834-9719. M&M Construction, FairfieldCountyContractor.com is their website. I urge you to call them at 203-834-9719. David Baker, Floor Coverings International of Fairfield, providing all types of flooring solutions from initial design through expert installation, located in Fairfield and New Haven counties. His success is being able to connect with his customers. He makes buying floors easy, safe, and effortless, striving to provide a different experience from anything else that people have ever experienced before. He's part of Floor Coverings International, an organization with over 115 locations throughout the U.S. and Canada, offering a wide selection of flooring products in several price ranges, including carpet, hardwood, natural stone, ceramic tile, laminate flooring, vinyl, specialty materials, and eco-friendly selections, including renewable, sustainable hardwood products, natural linoleum, cork, and bamboo. What makes them different is they bring the store to you. So you call and make an appointment at 203-386-1776, and he brings the mobile display room to your door. And he'll bring in the samples, show you what you need to know, and you pick it, he measures it, and they'll come and install it. He brings the store to your door and inspiration to your feet. That's Floor Coverings International of Fairfield, 203-386-1776.
now here's Steve Gladstone with Around the House.
Ah, Mark and Matt Baer. Byer.
Oh, cheery.
Yeah, wow. He's cheery. All right, I got to talk about Andrew Bogdan. So,
well, if you must.
Andrew Bogdan and budget blinds to take care of all your naked windows.
And we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, well, you don't want your neighbors looking in, and you don't want to look out at your neighbors. I don't.
No.
I don't.
No, not my neighbors.
And in fact, I am, I'm hoping that my skip laurels in the back keep on growing. I don't want to look at the house. I don't want to look at the neighbors. I don't want to invade in their privacy. I don't want to sit in my backyard and be sharing with them unless I invite them over.
Right.
Exactly. But if I'm in my bedroom, absolutely not.
Privacy.
So. Yep. Andrew Bogdan's got budget blinds, and budget blinds can take care of your naked windows very quickly by coming with his display van and showing you all the different types of window treatments that you can purchase, from plantation blinds to mini blinds to duets to automated blinds to draperies, the whole shebang. And they will carefully and professionally measure and then order, and then Victor will come and install it. And Victor is an expert. I have watched Victor. I have helped Victor. I have gone into the city with Victor and shared evenings with Victor and Harold when he was working with Harold. Went to a show together. And Victor will actually install whatever you've purchased. Brings his own ladders and cleans up after himself, so you can not be worried that he's going to make a big mess. And he knows how to, install these things. And once it's installed and it's beautiful and you've paid for it, you have a no questions asked 5-year warranty on most of the things that they sell. No questions asked. If you're upset about something, they will reorder the item. But a lot of their items actually have lifetime warranties. So there's very little risk involved with working with budget blinds. They're a national franchise. And budget blinds of Greenwich and Stamford and Norwalk and Connecticut and Darien and New Canaan is all Andrew Bogdan's territory. And he will be happy to come over, no obligation, show you what he's got. And all you need to do is dial his phone number, which is 203-580-3362, 203-580-3362, and tell him that you heard about it on Around the House so that he'll keep advertising.
That's important.
You hear that laughter in the background?
Yeah, it sounds.
That's right. That's right. You mentioned budget blinds. You know, one of the things that we do at Orange Cleaning, and certainly in all the trades and occupations, professions that we have in our group, budget blinds is one that stands out because I've been pretty good at installing blinds in my house, window treatment.
Yeah,
but it takes me forever. I'm checking.
How many times do you drop that screw?
Yeah, always.
Right, the screw.
While you're on the ladder.
But knowing where to properly drill the hole in the header of the and all of that stuff. And it takes me forever to do that because, I'm just not an expert at it. I can do it, but it takes me forever. So what happens is when you call Orange Cleaning or when you call Budget Blinds, you're actually calling companies that can save you time. Save you time, lots of time. Victor came up. I said, okay. I've done 6 of these. I've got 4 more to do. I called Budget Blinds. Andrew sent Victor out. Victor, in 30 minutes tops, had installed 4 of those slat wooden blinds in my window. In 30 minutes, which took me hours and hours.
There's a lesson there.
Yeah, well, it's a time saver. It really is a time saver.
Well, Greg, it took me 4 days to get the swing set together. 4 days with Jamie's help. And Jamie was working in the garage building the little fort and building
right.
some of the ancillary things that had to go on. 4 days of screwing and playing and moving around pieces of wood and realizing I put something in backwards. You know how many pieces? You know how many things from IKEA I have put together, and I consider myself to be really handy that I had to take fully apart again because I put one thing in backwards.
Yes, I've done it too.
You're trying to decipher the
the end, the 14 pages into the instruction, it says, take it all apart again.
And now that you've warmed up, here's how we're really going to do it.
And why did that cam break? Because you put too much pressure on it.
And you also missed a page where it says, do not do the following.
Don't tighten this until the end. Oh, no.
Oh, now you tell me.
Yeah. Don't put glue on the dowels. Yeah.
By the way, the print on those instructions is so small now.
Oh, God.
It's so difficult to read.
Well, sometimes you need to understand how to read Chinese or Japanese. Yeah. I mean, the pictograms are they think are really helpful. We were talking about that. That's a perfect job for Gene to take these things and actually try and put it back together, put the item together, and then rewrite the instructions.
Right.
So that with a little bit of humor, but also so that you don't feel so bad as you're doing it, because I'm searching under the couch for the three screws that are missing.
Right. Or the three extra.
Yeah, why are there extra screws? Well, see, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, that ruins the whole fact that I'm doing such a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm making progress. And you go, wait a minute, why do I need, there are two screws I haven't done anything
with. Listen, I've put this one baby crib together at least 7 times. And every time it's confusing, these little kick bars that drop the side.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Always backwards. Always. It's not intuitive.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
And most people would say, we'll hire someone to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want professional blind installations and draperies installations, Victor knows how to do this. Let him do it. Call Budget Blinds. 203-580-3362. We've all used him. We know the difference. There are Anderson windows that have the sash cord operator, the little string that is a counterbalance to hold the window up. He knows exactly where it is in the window frame, so he doesn't drill into it and then ruin it. But I can't tell you how many times I've opened up windows in other people's houses that string doesn't move because somebody put the blinds in the wrong place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or that you can't... We had a little problem. You're pulling on the string, and one side's
going up, and the other side isn't.
You can't get the other side. You're sitting there trying to, pain.
We've actually had people call us up after an inspection and say, I like my blinds to be 3/4 of the ways down, and your guys left the blind up in 3 rooms. Can you come back and adjust the blind?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's wackadoos out there.
Wow.
But
you pay for it.
Okay. We do it. We do what we got to do. All right. So window cleaning, carpet cleaning,
floors,
floor cleaning,
ceilings.
What about those nasty basements?
Yeah, we handle those as well. And, there are one of the things that we bring to the table is knowledge about different types of surfaces. And, for example, in a lot of the homes that are being purchased now, they're having the floors refinished, hardwood floors refinished.
We're going to have to take a break because the first hour is gone.
Yeah, wow.
I don't know how that happened. But we'll come back and we'll talk about surfaces and special products and stuff like that after the news and the weather. Stay with us.
AM 1490 and FM 105.5 WGCH Greenwich.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Pro-Palestinian protests planned across the U.S. today in cities big and small, from Alaska to Hawaii, Boston, Chicago, New York, L.A., even Bar Harbor, Maine. Israel and Hamas in the midst of a ceasefire after weeks of violence killing over 200 people, mostly in Gaza. President Biden saying Friday peace in the Middle East depends mainly on one thing.
Until the region says unequivocally they acknowledge the right of Israel to exist as an independent Jewish state, there will be no peace.
More violence reported Friday between Israeli security forces and Palestinian protesters accused of throwing rocks at them at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. No deaths reported. President Biden apparently planning to meet with members of George Floyd's family next week. The Hill reporting Friday the meeting Tuesday will mark 1 year since Floyd's death in Minneapolis. The White House not confirming the report. Meanwhile, the White House hoping to push through a police reform bill named for Floyd that passed the House but has yet to pass the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
We have our first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, subtropical storm Ana, forming Saturday morning. Ana not expected to impact the U.S. The tropical storm watch issued for Bermuda, though. Ana forming a little early, the Atlantic hurricane season doesn't officially start until June 1st. America reporting fewer COVID cases, but some still reluctant to take off their masks. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying Friday returning to normal won't be easy for everyone.
For 16 months, we've been saying that it's important to wear these masks to protect yourselves. And now what we're saying is it's going to be hard to get back to life as we knew it without these masks. And we're going to do so dipping our toe in the water and having everybody move at their own pace.
The 7-day average of daily new cases down Friday to under 30,000. That's the lowest in almost a year. Closer, but not close enough, apparently. President Biden lowering the cost of his infrastructure plan Friday to less than $2 trillion, but it's still about $1 trillion higher than the Republican plan. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Prince Harry recalling a time of his life he says was a nightmare. Harry talking to Oprah on the Me You Can't See show airing Friday on Apple TV+. Harry says for almost a decade, from when he was 23 to 32, after his mom died, he turned to drugs and alcohol to numb the pain. An actor to stand trial for rape charges, here's Wendy King.
After 3 days of dramatic and often emotional testimony from three women who said that 70s show actor Danny Masterson raped them nearly 20 years ago, a judge has found that he must stand trial. He could get up to 45 years in prison. Masterson has pleaded not guilty. His lawyers said they would prove his innocence, and during the hearing repeatedly challenged the women on discrepancies in their stories. They allege the accusers coordinated in the years since their alleged rapes. The actor had no visible reaction to the judge's decision as he sat in court. During the hearing, his attorney suggested that police, prosecutors, and witnesses were tainted by anti-religious bias against the Church of Scientology, which Masterson is a prominent member of. All three women are also members of that church. The allegations happened at the height of Masterson's fame when he starred as Stephen Hyde on That 70s Show from 1998 to 2006. Masterson, who's been free on bail since his June arrest, was told to return to court for a new arraignment on June 7th. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Partly sunny and more humid today. Scattered afternoon showers or thunderstorm with highs around 85. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, low 62 to 67. Mostly sunny, hot and humid tomorrow with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Becoming breezy with highs around 85. Mostly sunny, cooler and less humid on Monday, near 70 degrees. Partly sunny and seasonable on Tuesday, lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 and 105.5 WGCH.
The following show has paid WGCH a broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio. This is Around the House. Here is your host, Steve Gladstone.
All right, we're back, and yes, we've been discussing politics while we've been off the air, and
which is safe.
And luckily, Greg didn't have to listen to any of that.
Thank goodness.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so upset about people negating the world.
Yeah.
You know, for the Republicans that decided to vote against having an investigation of why people were smashing windows and trying to get into the Capitol. I just don't know what those guys are thinking. I mean, who's going to vote them into office?
Well, apparently
the same crazy people that supported the insurrection itself. But to try and just, you know, all of that videotape of all the terrible things that happened on that day to say that was just like a visitor day, that it was just a normal day at the Capitol.
So I might switch to another phone and call back in.
What's that? What happened?
I don't know. My cell phone is breaking. I'm breaking up. So can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah.
I can hear you fine. So don't feel that you have to call in again. You're there.
Okay. All right, great.
You're okay. So, you know, just to finish the thought, I mean, you can't negate what happened. It happened. And more than five people died. Mm-hmm. So realistically, we really should get to the bottom of it. For the safety of all of those people in that building, they should know what failed and what worked and what caused it and who to blame and whether or not people should be kept in jail and prosecuted or not. You know, what happened? And get it over with. Instead of worrying that it's going to drag on for months and months and that the Republicans are going to look bad because they have to admit that something did happen, we need some safeties there. Mm-hmm. And they're already talking about spending tons and tons of money for Capitol security. You know, this stuff's got to happen. You can't even get close to the White House anymore. You can't ride down Pennsylvania Boulevard. You can't get in front of that building anymore. There's no more protests in front of the fence of the White House because they can't trust people to get close enough who could lob something over the fence.
Right.
So common sense has to come into play with this. We have to protect our government and protect the icons that we've got that are meaningful to us. But if you don't have an investigation, How can you justify not having an investigation?
Well, it only heightens the thought that something is being hidden from us when you start doing that.
Right.
And you say, okay, what are you hiding?
Yeah. So, Greg, along those lines, what do you find under the cushions of the couch when you're cleaning?
Do you
find that old remote? Do you find the popcorn? What do you find?
Well, those things, and then some things that I can't report to you. So, let me talk again about floors. You know, again, almost every home that's being purchased now, with folks moving out of New York City into Fairfield County, almost every home, they've decided to do renovations, and the most prominent one is floor refinishing.
Yeah.
So I ask a series of questions when I meet with a customer. prospect at that point, actually.
Is the first question why? Why are you refinishing these floors?
Well, no. My first question is, are you planning to refinish the floors?
Oh, okay. Mm, okay.
And so, yes, so my next question is, so what type of stain are you using, are you going to have installed? Will it be water-based or oil-based? I got to tell you, 50% of them don't have an answer.
Well,
so I can't
be more. And that means that's a prompt for them to ask the contractor, what type of stain are you using? And the reason is this. If it's oil-based, it takes about 5 days for that oil-based stain to cure.
Right.
You can't walk on it for 5 days. That means no one can be in the house doing anything. Certainly Orange Cleaning can't be in there because we want to be in there after everything is completed. We're the last ones in the house.
Right.
But if it's water-based, it takes about a good day for it to cure. And that means that the homeowner can now expedite moving into the home if they so choose to use that type of stain. So, and if it's oil-based, it doesn't matter what type of stain it's in. To us, it means that if it's a newly refinished floor, we will not use any product on that floor, none whatsoever. We will vacuum that floor. We'll use a duster on that floor. And if anything, we will damp mop it, and that will be the extent of it. But we will not use any product. So, again, those are just little things that make a difference in, look, and then you talk about windows. Gosh, you know, there are so many different types of windows. And just in tilting windows alone, you've got Andersons, you've got Marvins, you've got Pellas, and so many other varieties. And many of them, these tilting windows, many of them have very different tilting release mechanisms. One has the two tabs on the top that you push inward, and that after you lift the window up, of course, that you then can tilt the window inward. Okay. Others have tabs that are, believe it or not, hidden. So hidden behind the top sash frame. You wouldn't even know that it's a tilting window if you didn't know that that's a possibility.
Right.
You've got some release levers that actually to release the catch. You actually push the lever towards the glass to release. There's another type that's particularly on the Marvin. It's a pull pin. There's a little notch right on the little lock there. You pull it towards you, and that unlocks. And then you've got Andersons with the two plastic gray tabs at the top,
right.
You know, and you have to lift the window up and pull those gray tabs down simultaneously and click those into the sash. Wow, it's just amazing that the amount of knowledge you need to have about windows in particular to do an effect, because otherwise you could break the window. You could break the locking, the release mechanism.
The crazy thing is that if I don't show people that, they don't even know that the windows tilt in for cleaning.
Right, exactly. So to us, knowledge is very important in terms of how we price out our services. We're not the least expensive. And for the reasons I just mentioned, knowledge of what you can and cannot do, but also think about the insurance that you mentioned before, Steve. We are a fully insured company. That means we have workers. All of our workers are employees of the company, by the way. We don't have any independent contractors.
Right.
So we have workers' comp for the workers to protect them. We have liability coverage to protect the homeowner, the customer. We also get OSHA. We go OSHA training. We have our workers get those who are doing specialties. We have them get OSHA cards. So that's for safety reasons. So all of those things factor into why you should hire us versus someone else who doesn't have that knowledge or doesn't have the insurance, and anything can happen, and then the liability falls on the homeowner if someone would hurt themselves. So you look out there as you're driving around Fairfield County, you'll see lots of different cleaning company trucks or little cars. Guess what? They probably don't have the equipment, the state-of-the-art equipment, the products, the OSHA training, or the insurance that we do. So when you hire us, you're hiring a company that you can count on, that's responsible for what we do, and has knowledge about all of the cleaning services that we will provide. So it's a differentiator.
It sure is. And
that really makes a whole different tilt on things. I'm sure people come in here, we've talked about this before, they come in from the New York or something. They don't know what it's like to have a house when you got all those other things that you have to know about that they've never had to consider before.
Well, I had fun yesterday because I was inspecting a house and the son was knowledgeable. And he kept saying things like, what do you think about PEX as far as water supply? What do you think about Hardy Plank or this? And, mm-hmm. He was using terminology that most 35-year-olds don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Okay? Or 40-year-olds don't have a clue.
Or 71-year-olds.
Or 71-year-olds don't have a clue. And he was asking really good questions, and I was excited for him, but I knew I couldn't hire him because he's a doctor. The kid is a doctor. And I said to his father, what happened with this kid that he's hands on and he really likes building information and stuff like that? He said since he was 2 years old, if you gave him a screwdriver or anything,
really?
Oh, he was into it. And it's so nice to find somebody who is actively interested in buildings and fix up stuff that I was having conversations and having fun with him. Most of the time, it's a little disappointing to see how many people are not handy, and it's not that they're not smart. It's just that it's not their reality. They went to school for sociology or for medicine or financial stuff, and nobody ever bothered to say this is a crank casement window. This is a double hung window. This is a hopper window. They don't have any of this knowledge, and yet they're buying these expensive houses that have all kinds of features. And right. I'll say, do you understand how air conditioning works? And they'll say, nope. Yeah. Don't know. I turn down the thermostat and I expect it to come on. And there's so much stuff with houses that if you know it, it's not that scary. But if you don't know it, I can't imagine. And just what you say about oil-based versus water-based, with so many things, if you're putting urethane down, you want to have four or five coats of that urethane. And people don't realize that. They'll say something to me like, oh, don't even bother inspecting the kitchen. We're going to rip this $200,000 kitchen down and we're going to redo it. And I say to them, do you have a contractor? And they say, well, no, but we'll get one. and I know it's going to take, when I talk to Marek says 3-4 months. And he can't get orders now. Right now, building supplies are not only more expensive, but he told me yesterday GAF is only making four different colors of roofing right now because they're in such massive production. Wow. To keep up with people that are doing things, that they're only creating a couple of colors right now in the factories. If you order a door or a window, it's going to take months before those windows arrive. So you've got to pre-order things. And somebody is expecting that they're going to not only they buy the house, they're having their second child at the same time. They're thinking about maybe they'll create an apartment for their parents. And none of these things are going to take place in the first 6 months. Or if they do, they're going to be hiring the kind of contractors that you don't want to hire because in the middle of the job they say, oops. By the way, I need more money. By the way, I can't get this. By the way, we're going to have to make some compromises. Or by the way, they're gone.
Right.
It's scary.
I think a lot of the part of it too is when the people they have good amount of money or whatever they're doing and how they do that I don't know, but they think we'll get the house and we'll fix it later. We'll come in.
Oh, I'm okay with that. I think that's a much better idea. Go move into the house and give it 6 months and then figure out what's really important.
Okay.
Rather than knocking down the wall between the kitchen and the dining room and then realizing the noise level in the house is not what they feel comfortable with. you know, so many of these kids, and you know, I'm in my 70s. I'm everybody's a kid now. So many of these kids, they want to live in a barn. They don't want any dividing walls. They don't want any partitions. And then they realize that the kids are screaming through the house. The dogs are barking all over the place. They can't focus on what they're doing. And then they have a dinner party, and everybody's in the kitchen. Because there's no dining room anymore. Yeah. It's all this country kitchen open nonsense. And, you know, open floor plan is great, except I'm seeing open lofts up into the master bedroom. I'm seeing, you know, really crazy open houses. And there's no privacy. And, you know, as an adult, I want to go hide every once in a while. I want to get away from everyone. Yeah. So I go down in the basement and where I go down to my garage and I pretend I'm cleaning my truck, but I'm just looking for some silence for a couple of minutes.
Yep.
I can't shut the dogs up. I can't shut the kid up, the grandkid who's wailing about learning English.
Or the roosters.
I gave Jonathan the nasty one.
Oh, well.
Jonathan sent me a text saying, he is nasty. So,
but he tastes good.
Yeah. Well, if he wants to eat a rooster, he can eat a rooster. I don't care. I'm just so tickled that I don't have that rooster anymore. And I'm not listening to him crow every morning. I'm sure my neighbors all said, oh, they like it. It's like living near a farm. But I suspect of those pullets that we're growing right now, who are a few months old now, at least three more of those are going to be roosters that we're going to have to give away. All right, we got to take a break. You're listening to Around the House with Steve Gladstone and Gene Braunstein and Greg Oliver from Orange Cleaning. All right, let me tell you a little bit about the window people. They've been in business over 80 years doing home improvements and creating home improvement excellence. Ted Davey and I have been friends for more than 35 years, and they're located at 43 McGee Avenue in Stamford. The window people do all kinds of home improvements at this point, not only windows and doors, but they're doing roofing, they're doing siding, they're doing all kinds of improvements. Their website is www.thewindowpeople.net. You can reach them by dialing 203-323-1804. They've been selling and installing high-quality windows, doors, roofing, skylights, siding, awnings, selling it to homeowners and contractors and businesses in Fairfield and Westchester counties since 1932. And Ted Davey is involved with every aspect of it and a friend of mine. So when you call him, tell him Steve Gladstone told you to call. Green Solutions Landscaping and Tree Services is a licensed and insured full-service provider of landscaping, tree removal, masonry, snow removal, and other property maintenance projects. Green Solutions has been serving Fairfield County since 2011 and is operated and managed by Bernal Mora. Green Solutions offers its customers a comprehensive suite of services which will make your property something to be proud of all year long. At Green Solutions, we treat your property as if it was our own. We provide free estimates and references upon request. And they get involved with property management, seasonal cleanups, weeding, pruning, mulching, weekly mowing, planting, grass seeding and sod, irrigation systems, lawn aeration, gutter cleanup, poison ivy removal, masonry, tree removal, fencing, firewood, installation of Christmas lights, and landscaping construction projects, and even snow removal during the winter. So if you want to give them a call, it's 203-400-4949. That's 203-400-4949. www.greensolutionslandscapingllc.com. That's a mouthful. So www.greensolutionslandscapingllc.com. And once again, 203-400-4949.
You're listening to Around the House with my big brother, Steve Gladstone.
That was Michael. Poor Michael. All right. We are talking with Greg Oliver from Orange Cleaning. We've been dancing around with a whole bunch of different subjects, but basically, if you're looking to have your home cleaned, deep cleaning, we call it, you can have Greg come in and deal with windows and carpeting and basements and
flooring,
all the stuff that you don't want to do yourself. Greg has been to my house. Greg has been to the firehouse. They often do. When they're done doing the floors at the firehouse, it's like a different place.
I bet. How long does that last, though? Is that
quite some time? Although there's an awful lot of floor traffic there. But the party room has been done a couple of times. The upstairs and the meeting rooms have been done, and it just makes a tremendous difference to get things de-waxed and then cleaned up, and then what do you put on it? Is there a wax finish or what do you put on those floors?
Well, for that particular floor, once we strip it, we have to get rid of the old wax.
Right.
Because it builds up, but also what happens is over time, because you have so much traffic and furniture being moved around from time to time in those, particularly in the surface gets scratched. It's not actually the tile itself; it's the wax that gets scratched, and so you can't really. Sometimes you can buff it out; other times you just have to strip it, get rid of it, take it off. And so then what we do is we see vinyl tile. We call that VCT. That's a typical.
Ooh, he's using
that.
VCT. Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes 12-inch tile, sometimes 18-inch, but it's vinyl tile.
Right.
And it's very porous. Very porous. So dirt embeds itself into the surface of the tile itself. So the only way to get that dirt out is not through mopping. Mopping never solves the problem. You have to actually strip the wax off of it. So once that's done, then we put on a sealer. A sealer that seals the pores of the vinyl tile, and then we apply 2 to 3 coats of wax on top of that, and then that's why you get that mirror like finish, Steve. That's
right.
What makes it look so pretty. But you mentioned floors. There's so many different types of product now, and oftentimes we have to ask the building owner or the homeowner, what type of tile is it? Is it old vinyl? Is it hardwood? Is it laminate? Is it LVT? LVT is luxury vinyl tile. You see a lot of this vinyl plank floors in homes now. It's very nice. A lot of people are using that. So we have to really know. Sometimes it's porcelain floors as well. So we have to, marble is still there, but not as prominent, believe it or not, as had been in the past. But anyway, so we look at all types of surfaces and try to determine what will be the best method first, the best method to clean it.
Right.
And fortunately, As is the case with carpeting as well, floors or carpets haven't been cleaned regularly. Then dirt actually embeds itself into the surface, and in carpets in particular. There's some carpets that, just frankly, you're just not going to get them clean. You'll get them refreshed, but you won't get out all of the stains because stains become actually embedded into the fibers.
Right.
Once that happens, you're not going to get a perfect result. So we assess all of that. But I want to mention something. Estimates. And you get it too, I'm sure. I get calls all the time. Can you give me an estimate over the phone of what it's going to take to... We're moving in. We want to get an estimate for a deep cleaning.
Yeah, I tell them to hold the house up and close to the phone so I can see it.
So the answer is no, I can't give you an estimate over the phone. And if I did, it's going to be priced so high that you're not going to want to talk to me anyway.
Yeah.
Because I can't assess. You could have two identical 5,000 square foot homes, identical on the outside, side by side, but with a very different footprint on the inside. One has more rooms than the other. One has kitchen cabinets that are glass. The other does not. One has a single island. One has a double island. One has a peninsula as opposed to an island. And one has hardwood floors. One has floors that are in the bathrooms that are just embedded with dirt. It just goes on and on and on in terms of what is different with one house's footprint versus another. Only way I can determine what it's going to cost to to clean it, is it come up? The homeowner says, well, the home is really pretty clean right now, Greg.
Why are you calling us?
So I have to go out, and I go out 99% of all calls. I go out and actually do a walkthrough. And that's a company policy of ours. We do a walkthrough to properly. Now, it's not only just to do the estimate, obviously, to see the property, but it's also to develop a relationship with the customer, because we want this to be a long-term relationship. It's not just a one-and-done if we can avoid that.
Well, you're also doing a psychiatric evaluation of that person, too. you really want to work for some of these crazy people?
Right. Yeah. Well, although I majored in psychology, that's really more of a benefit for me, than it is for them. But nevertheless, yes, this is true. Some customers, will it be a good relationship? Will this be something that, sometimes, we do, Steve. You mentioned psychology. I know that. I think you majored in psychology. One of your degrees is in psychology.
One of those degrees is, yeah.
Right. But, sometimes it's human nature. Some customers are a little bit more challenging to work with than others. We try to work through that. There's someone for everyone, as the saying goes. There's someone for everyone. But maybe we're not the company. Maybe we're not the relationship.
That's right.
And that's the case, then we should, as professionals, be willing to walk away from that, but with great respect, obviously, and courtesy to the customer.
Well, you said you have a degree in what was it, psychology?
Psychology.
Majored in psychology.
How did you get from there to this business?
Well, I was in the human resources consulting arena for many years, Gene.
Okay.
And working with senior executives and helping to guide their careers, helping them to get them on track when
was after school.
In between jobs and et cetera. So, it was beneficial. But again, I think I helped to unscrew some of the screws in my head first.
Yeah, my degree is, I have a master's in special ed and a six-year degree in counselor ed, and ran counseling programs and worked with group counseling and individual counseling. So I do a lot of counseling on site because people are freaking out. The realtors are afraid that the deal's going to blow up. They're afraid that the home inspection is going to ruin everything. The clients are afraid that they're buying the money pit or that they're not able to understand all of the expenses that are going to come down the road. And calming them down is wonderful. Explaining their expectations, dealing with some of their fears, being able to put things into perspective really helps out in calming people down, and being able to read body language, to see what somebody is nervous about, to ask them the right questions instead of ignoring some of the things that they're freaking out about, I think has been very helpful to me in this business. Because if they feel comfortable with me, then it's going to be a much more pleasant day, and they're going to be more open and receptive to receiving what I'm trying to teach them. I was at a house the other day, and in a matter of 2 seconds, I had a really good bond with the person that owned the house. In another situation, there was this tenant a couple of days ago who was impossible. He was just, he totally misread everything I was saying and negated me and really put me in a corner feeling uncomfortable when I wasn't coming from being...
From the angle he was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, I tried to apologize to him saying, you're misunderstanding me. That's not my point. I just want to do this properly. And he made me feel really uncomfortable so I walked away from it, but this is not a person I would go to work for. This is a person I would make a determination right away. I don't think we want to do that job.
right.
But, 99% of the clients that we have are wonderful people, very smart, just really needy in regard to home inspection information. And I like that. I like being able to fill in the blanks and making them feel comfortable.
A lot of hand-holding. And
there is a lot of hand-holding in this business because, unfortunately, and I'm sure that Greg experiences this as well, is that people are so afraid that they're making a mistake.
Right. That's right.
That they're paying too much or they're asking for the wrong thing or they're being misunderstood, that if you take the time to really communicate with them, you can have a much better day. You really can. You can have a much better day, but you really have to listen, and make sure that everybody is on the same page, and that makes a tremendous difference because I don't think most people are afraid of me. Even if I'm wearing a mask, I don't think most people are afraid of me. They may not understand my sense of humor. But
well, you know, that's their problem.
That is their problem, All right. What haven't we talked about, Greg?
Well, as I said before, and you've just confirmed it, there's someone for everyone, you know. There really is. And so there are times when I'm visiting with a prospect, talking about their cleaning needs, and it becomes clear to me that they really don't need us. What they need is a housekeeper.
Right.
There's a clear difference between a professional cleaning company, which comes in and cleans based on a set of routine cleaning processes, routine homes, routine cleaning objectives. That's what professional cleaning companies do. Housekeepers, conversely, as an example, you know, they're generally more flexible in what they can do for the homeowner. For example, the homeowner says, well, you know, I want you to clean the bathrooms and the kitchen, but I also want you to spend a little bit more time today on taking the dishes out of the cabinets, and I want you to get all the cabinets cleaned out and then put those back in. And maybe next week I'll have you work on the chandelier a little, take some of the crystals off and start cleaning them. Okay, well, a professional cleaning company is not doing that on a routine basis.
Right.
So it's my responsibility. And in fact, look, I have friends who have housekeepers. And I say, guess what? They call us in to clean periodically, every 6 months to come in and do a deep cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a difference. And so I'm very clear with customers in guiding them as to whether or not they should or should not be using us. Because, false expectations, having the wrong expectations as to what's going to be accomplished during the cleaning cycle. You know, if you haven't had that discussion, then you're going to have some issues there in terms of satisfaction. So I try to guide clients or customers in the right direction. And oftentimes, it means that we're not going to get the business, but it also means that they're going to be satisfied with the decision that they made. And so that's equally important to me.
That's a good point.
Well, you're going to walk around during your estimate and say, do you want that cleaned? Do you want those windows to be done? Do you want us to move the furniture, or which rugs do you want to have deep cleaned? I mean, the thing is that there's going to be a scope of work that is written down, which is very different from when somebody has a cleaning woman or a cleaning service come in, and they're going to be dusting the same things every week. They're going to be cleaning the same things. They may be doing laundry. They may be changing sheets. That's not typically what you're doing.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct. Yeah. We can, but you know, but again, it is when we have completed the interaction and we have submitted a proposal. Our proposal is very detailed in terms of the actual work activity, the scope, as you mentioned, Steve, but then the work activities associated with that scope.
Okay.
So it's very clear as to what we're going to do. And so we're in there. We're in there for an allotted period of time, and then we're out of there because then our workers, that particular crew or crews, then they're going on to the next job. And that next customer is expecting us to be on time for their service.
Right.
So, you know, there's a process involved here. But, again, it's all driven by an agreement as to what will be done, what needs to be done, and generally in what time frame as well.
All right, I'm going to give you an opportunity to give out some phone numbers and a website, and then we're going to have to take a break.
Super. So, okay. Greg Oliver, you can call me directly, 203-961-3312. 3314, sorry, 203-961-3314. That's Greg Oliver. That's my direct number. Our office number is 203-397-3838. 203-397-3838. If you can't reach me, you can reach the office. We are www.orangecleaningservices.net. www.orangecleaningservices.net. So, feel free to reach out to us, to me directly, to our office, or contact us on the web. Thank you.
Give me your home office number first again.
The home office number is 203-397-3838. That is our office number. Okay. My direct cell phone number is 203-961-3314.
All right, super, Greg. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Around the House. If you are in a business that you are not particularly happy about being in and you would like to change professions, we at the New England School of Home Inspection are starting classes. We're doing Saturday, Sunday classes right after the radio show. I go run into the classes, and it's a 10-day class, so 10 different dates on the calendar, or 10 different weekends on the calendar, and you can learn and take the pre-licensing course for home inspection and complete the first step of getting your license for becoming a home inspector. I've been doing this for over 35 years. It's a wonderful business. And if you have been in the trades or in any business that you're considering changing because you're not happy and you would like to do something else, and you are interested in doing something that is consumer-oriented, and this is a business for people who like to communicate all kinds of things about houses, you can call me at 203-327-6824. That's 203-327-6824. Or you can go on our website, which is NewEnglandSchoolOfHomeInspection.com. NewEnglandSchoolOfHomeInspection.com. And there's information with the dates on it. And if you have questions, you can always call me at 203-327-6824. If you're buying a home, selling a home, or just living in a home and wondering if it's falling apart around you, you should call Stone Hollow Fine Home Inspections. We look at roofs, crawl spaces, basements, and attics with over 35 years of experience in Fairfield and Westchester counties. We are the best-looking inspectors you can hire. And we do water testing, radon, mold testing, and pool inspections as well. Stone Hollow Fine Home Inspections, 800-356-9611. That's 800-356-9611. Or check out our testimonials at stonehollow.com, Angie's List, and Yelp. If this is your first home or you've had a bunch, we will help you to better understand conditions, maintenance needs, and safety items to protect you and your family. Stone Hollow Fine Home Inspections, 800-356-9611. Call today. So many times when people are moving into their new place, they ask me, who should I use for painting? And that's an easy answer for me. It's Jonathan's Painting Service. Jonathan does both interior and exterior, both residential and commercial painting. He's helped me out in several conditions around my house and at the firehouse. And we've referred him to a lot of people and gotten excellent testimonials back in regard to his workmanship. He's up to about 15 guys and about 5 trucks, so he's doing real well. JonathanPainting.com or 203-540-1533. 203-540-1533. Jonathan's Painting Service. As I said, he's fully insured and fully licensed. They are one of the best painting services out there. Attention to detail is really an important aspect of Jonathan's work, and they clean up after themselves, and I absolutely feel that he's the right choice if you're looking for a painting service. Jonathan's Painting Service, 203-540-1533.
And now, here is Steve Gladstone on Around the House.
And that's Jonas, my bug guy, my rodent guy, yeah. My rodent guy. He's taking care of the intermittent rodents at my house. You know, because I've got chickens outside, I'm very concerned about critters running around. And Sandy's got two compost heaps that the rodents like to go feed in. And
well,
I don't
who
want
doesn't?
Well, you know, yeah, think about yeah. It. I probably will find you out there too. But the keeping the bait stations loaded with bait is having a significant reaction on the amount of rodents in the yard, which is good. Want to keep that to the minimum because I don't want them coming in the house either.
True.
And I don't want them in the coop. Sandy found a mouse in the coop the other day, and
alive.
Yeah, it just running around. But the thing is that. Don't want them in there. Don't want them dropping any droppings or anything else in there and making the chickens sick or having the chickens start chasing them, which I'm sure will happen. But Jonas is one of Jonas's guys comes in every couple of weeks. He stops by and changes the bait stations and makes sure that there's fresh bait.
I like
in
that
there.
The bait station. Well, it's like, that's you know, plenty of parking. Come on in.
Yeah, they're just little plastic containers that other animals can't get to, so that the poison is specific. And they'll go into my crawl space, and they'll go into my basement and under my train table, and we make sure that the mice are not playing with the trains.
Yeah, well, they usually do that at midnight after everybody else is sleeping.
All of a sudden I start finding things moved around. You know,
Steve's very territorial when it comes to his trains.
I am. Keep the heck out of my train board. And I'm still waiting for my survey results to come back to see what I can get away with as far as another shed building.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
because I want to build something, but I don't know. I'm waiting for Ken Frateroli to get back to me about what I can get away with. And I just called Helton Franco to put some fencing up around my property. Privacy fencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm still waiting for Peter to come and put another automatic gate on one of my deer fence gates. So that we've got all kinds of projects going on.
And you guys sound really, really busy.
And Marek just gave me a price on putting new siding on the other house. And I'm not sure whether or not that siding is going to be an answer or painting is going to be an answer, but we're trying to make some decisions.
Is it just decisions about how it's going to look, or are there other things involved?
It's do I want to paint it and then have to keep painting? Do I want to put something else on there that requires less maintenance? And one of the problems is building material prices are very high right now. Because there's just such a building boom of people moving in and renovating and stuff like that, that the feeling is that those prices are going to come down in 6 months to a year, and maybe waiting will be more cost effective than doing something right now. But I've been looking at that Hardy plank, which is concrete and fiberglass boards that are put up as siding rather than wood.
Hardy plank?
Yeah, it's concrete and fiberglass. It looks like clapboard, but it's made out of Whole Foods has got it on the outside of their buildings. And it just requires no maintenance, which is
nice.
Very desirable to me at this point.
Yep.
And the house that Kendall lives in has wood shingles that are not particularly attractive at this point. So putting something else up would be a good idea, but I also want to put some insulation up against the building before we put the siding on. So if I paint it, that isn't going to get it insulated.
Right.
And I'm trying to do things that are energy efficient and smart for the time. And I want to have the attic spray foamed and get that done. So, you know, spending money.
There is a lot going on.
Spending money. You know, that's what you do with houses. That's part
of
the game.
Well, you have to do that. Otherwise, it's going to rot, and you have to pay for it later.
Fortunately, the roof is okay. The siding is doing okay right now, but I would like to lower the energy bills.
Yes.
And we'll see how that goes. And I need to put a section of roof on my house, and I need to put some privacy fencing in on my house because my old fencing is just rotting away. So those are some of the things that will take place instead of a trip to Europe or whatever.
There's always something. No matter what you fix or take care of, that void gets filled immediately.
Yes.
There's something else to take care of.
So my tip of the week for this week, nice segue, huh?
Perfect.
My tip of the week for this week is going to be think through some of these projects that you're thinking about doing around your house, because right now, with the market being as crazy as it is, the cost of building materials have almost doubled. And so a piece of plywood that used to sell for $30 went up to $50, and now it's about $70. 2x4s are as much as $12 a piece now, where they used to sell for $3. Fencing is going up. Building supplies of all type are going up right now. And they're probably going to come down again. So maybe plan your job. Figure out what materials you're going to be needing. If it's really a prioritized job, get the order in sooner. But if you can put it off for a couple of months, it might be wiser to put it off and get it on someone's schedule months from now. And then they can order what you need and have it delivered. And maybe the pricing will be a little bit better in a few months. But understand that with the amount of people that are moving here from New York and are doing renovations, they are just eating up all the building materials that are out there. And so the pricing on stuff has gone up considerably.
So that's the main reason it's going up is
everyone's busy. Right. They're eating up the surplus. They're ordering new stuff. A lot of these companies are in back order situations. Oh. And when that happens, prioritizing your order becomes more expensive.
Right.
And you know, throughout the pandemic, the companies that have been doing real well have been building supplies, have been hardware stores, have been companies that supply house necessities because people have been locked in their houses saying, you know, we really should change that door. We really mm-hmm. should upgrade that window. We should get this fixed. And so there has been a push. I mean, you go to Home Depot and you can't believe the traffic, the amount of people that are in there. You know, there was a time when they were closing early. They're not closing early anymore. And it's plant time. And the entire parking lot in the Stamford Home Depot is just loaded with trees and shrubs and plantings and flower pots and all the rest of that stuff. Because that's what people want to do right now. They want to get out.
It's refreshing to see all that new stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you go and see all those gardens.
But my point is they're going out in their own gardens and they're saying, oh, this is a mess. Why don't I go buy some pretty stuff and plant some stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
So things are flying off the shelf. So Home Depot's and Lowe's, I'm sure, are doing just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Just fine. The sad thing is you drive down the streets and you see how many empty stores there are. And how many restaurants have closed down and how many places just can't afford to have the they can't afford to have them working. So it's curbside delivery for things and only the cooking staff is there. And, you know, if you can support your local restaurant, if you can do some takeout, if you can do some of that stuff, keep these people in business so they can get to the other side. We're getting closer and closer to having things be open again. But there's still a lot of people who are hesitant about opening fully. And as much as they need the money, they're trying to be careful at the same time. So any way that you can support your local businesses, certainly try and do that, because many of them are not going to be able to survive a year and a half of being out of business.
Yeah, that's time you can't buy back anymore. And I try to do the same thing. I like, personally, if you go out to eat, I like mom and pop.
Sure.
You know, they have like one place. They own one restaurant. And the food is usually
It's not
really
the Cheesecake
good.
Factory I'm right, worried about.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It's the individuals that are, you know, the owner is in the back there cooking.
Right. And running the cash register.
And running the cash register and answering the phones and all the rest of it. And, you know, I'll go into Hope Pizza and, you know, normally there'll be, you know, 12 or so waitresses running around and there'll be 15 people in the kitchen. You know, they're down to the bare bones because they've got to still pay rent. They still have to pay electrical.
That's
they still have to have the refrigerators running and buying food and all the rest of it. And you can imagine not being able to predict how many people are going to come in. So the restaurant business has always been one of the hardest businesses.
Yeah.
But even the mom and pop stores for the bakeries and just about anything that you can imagine, you got to support them at this point because they need help.
And every little bit counts. Don't say, well, yeah, it's too small.
Don't think it doesn't. I was looking at an email from Jeff Roberts that was talking about how much money our group has donated to the food bank. And, you know, all of that stuff helps.
Oh, yeah.
What comes around goes around. And it's really important that we take care of people who are in need right now, that we take care of people who have lost others, you know.
And it's not that hard to do.
It's not hard to do.
You know?
I mean, I was driving by Westport, and I saw that they were doing COVID testing. And if I didn't have another inspection that day, I was really tempted to go over and say, is there anything I can do to help?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't even live in Westport.
Yeah.
But I saw one person there doing whatever they were doing, and all kinds of cones all strewn to maintain some water in there. And I thought, well, maybe that person could use some help. If you got nothing going on this weekend, look for a way that you can be helpful.
Yeah, even whatever it might be.
Maybe walk the neighborhood and pick up debris.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is, find something to do. I painted two of the speed bumps
a
couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And I suddenly realized how annoying that work is. And then, you know, and as all my neighbors drive by and wave to me as I'm bent over filling the cracks with yellow paint, I thought to myself, no one else wants to do this.
Right, right.
You know, they all say, oh, if you need help, just call me. But no one else wants to do this.
Yeah.
So I did two of the six. And some of them look okay, and they're going to just have to be okay for a while.
Hey, you know, if they
but
don't
I did
like
the
it,
two. I did the two worst ones, and you know, every truck that could possibly be driving in.
Oh sure,
had to come over and
absolutely.
And, can you move those cones over so I can get my truck by? Can't win.
No,
just can't win.
But
good news is it's fast drying paint.
Even faster drying paint would help.
All right, so we got about 2 minutes left. I have purposely not given out the phone numbers today because Greg was calling in. But
we'll be back next week.
When's Father's Day?
Isn't that June or something?
It's usually June.
June?
Yeah.
I caught my wife looking at a brochure from DR, the company that makes that leaf sucker and the lawnmowers and stuff. I said, there's nothing in there I want.
June 20th.
Yeah, June 20th. So there's plenty of time yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll find something I want. But she asked me if I wanted a hot tub, and she asked me if I wanted, you know, all this stuff.
You don't
want
to do that.
I told her, yeah, if you'll come in it with me, you can buy me a hot tub. But if you're not going to come in it, then
what's
I don't want to be out there by myself. It's not, you know, it's fun to be in the hot tub, but to be out there by myself is, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
The tinkling of music.
What is that?
What is that?
Twilight Zone? No.
All right, so happy rain date birthday for Bryce.
Yes. 6 years old.
Lincoln had his birthday last week, and if anybody else is having a birthday, happy birthday. I can't think of anything else to say.
Well, that works out perfectly because we have to go now.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
See how nicely that worked?
All right. So if you've been listening to us and you are willing to take our advice, if you haven't gotten the vaccine, go get the vaccine. And we'll see everybody next week. And stay healthy. Please stay healthy.